This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah who created everything in pairs. He is the Rabb of the world and the master of all of our affairs. He demonstrated His power through the perfection of creation, and He manifested His knowledge through the reality of predestination. He created life and death as a trial for us all and a test, and to separate the pious from the wicked, and to select from amongst us the best. So Tabarakallah, the one to whom belongs all power and majesty, and may salat and salam be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Makki and the Hashimi. As to what follows, we are all aware, brothers and sisters, that everything happens with the qadr of Allah, and of the qadr are things that make us happy, and of the qadr are things that make us sad. In the famous hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, when the Prophet ﷺ listed the arkan of iman, the six arkan, he said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ وَحُلْوِهِ وَمُرِّهِ. We believe in qadr, the good and the bad, and the sweet and the bitter. So some qadr is not good for us, we don't like it, but it is still qadr. And some qadr is bitter for us. And of the most difficult aspects of qadr for any amongst us is when we are tested with sickness and illness. When we or our loved ones are tested with disease. And especially in this last year and a half, when we have been surrounded by contagious disease, by a pandemic. But even before, and even when this pandemic goes away, the reality is that sickness and illness is a part and parcel of living. Nobody is secure from falling sick. And every single human being falls sick occasionally. Some more than others, but all of them fall sick. Some of them fall sick for temporary times, and others have sicknesses that perhaps persist for many, many years before they are cured. And some are tested with sicknesses and diseases and cancers that are terminal. But the sickness of humanity, the sickness of being, the sickness that is universal amongst all of us, afflicts the rich and the poor, the young and the old, the male and the female. Nobody is secure from falling sick. So in today's brief khutbah, and especially in light of COVID, but even regardless of that, I want to remind myself and you of some of the blessings and some of the wisdoms and some of the Quranic and Hadithi prescriptions that we should be aware of when it comes to falling sick and disease. And we begin by reminding ourselves not just of qadr, but the fact that qadr might be good or bad for us, but in the long run, qadr is always good for the akhirah. Because Allah says in the Quran, it is possible that you dislike something, but it is better for you. And Allah says in the Quran, perhaps you don't like something, but Allah puts a lot of good in it. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, amazing are the affairs of the believer, for whatever happens to the believer happens for his good. So, we begin this khutbah about sickness and illness with the fundamental reality of iman, that everything that happens, even if it is difficult, it is for our good. And even if it is bitter, it is for our long-term happiness. That is the paradigm of iman. That is how the mu'min looks at this world and this life. Nothing happens except that the mu'min believes in his heart that this is for my good, whether I see it or not. And this goes back to a reality of iman called husn al-dhan with Allah, thinking the best thoughts of Allah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that a sign of iman is to think good thoughts of Allah, husn al-dhan of Allah azza wa jal. The believer always has positive thoughts of Allah. Now, these positive thoughts, they're very easy to happen when life is good. When there's wealth and health, everybody thinks good thoughts. But it is when life becomes difficult, when money becomes tight, when we lose a loved one, when we fall sick, or even more difficult, when a loved one falls sick, that is when our iman is tested. And that is when we have to really ask ourselves, do we believe in qadar? Do we truly believe in qadar? Everything happens by qadar. And my son is sick, my daughter is sick, I am sick. Do I truly believe that Allah's qadar is all encompassing and there is a wisdom that I don't understand? And something will happen tomorrow or maybe even in the next life that will help me rationalize today's pain and suffering. It is during times of difficulty and especially during times of sickness that iman comes to the forefront. Of the blessings of falling sick, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that falling sick is one of the most powerful ways of forgiving our sins. One of the most effective mechanisms for forgiving us before the akhirah. It is as if in this world we will fall sick so that on the day of judgment we can stand sinless in front of Allah. All of the sins that we've done might have been forgiven because of a sickness, because of an illness. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited the famous sahabiyya Umm As-Sa'ib, and he visited her because she was sick and she was trembling because of the fever. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What is the matter? How are you doing?" And she said, "I have fever. May Allah curse it. I have fever. May Allah curse it." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tasubb al-humma. Do not curse the fever. La tasubb al-humma. Don't curse the fever. For indeed, it forgives sins. And it causes sins to be expelled from you like a furnace purifies iron when it comes out. The furnace is hot. Nobody likes to be in that furnace. But if you want to purify metal, you want pure gold, you want pure iron, you want to purify an impurity, when you go through the furnace, it comes out 100% solid gold." So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared a fever, and a fever is difficult, but it is not the worst. Cancer is much worse. Things are much worse than fevers. A fever, every human being gets it. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a fever is like a furnace. You want to get 24 karat gold, you have to go through the furnace to get that 24 karat. So when we are in that furnace, when Allah tests us with a fever or with a sickness, think to yourself, inshallah, at the end of this, inshallah, I will have 24 karat iman, inshallah. Have that husn al-dhan in Allah. Think good thoughts of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing my sins, and I have a lot of sins. Allah is causing my sins to be forgiven in this dunya. In another hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited a man who was sick, and he said, "I have good news for you. I have good news for you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this fever is a type of punishment of Jahannam that is inflicted on the dunya, on the mu'min in this dunya, so that he doesn't have to face the Jahannam of the akhirah." Hadith is reported in Muslim Imam Ahmad. Beautiful hadith. "I have good news," he said to him. "This fever, it is the Jahannam of this dunya. And Allah tests His believers because He doesn't want them to face the Jahannam of the Akhirah." Now the Jahannam of this dunya is not easy. Nobody likes to have a fever of 100 and 200, 300, 4. It's very difficult. But in the end of the day, it's temporary and it's bearable. Is it not? It is temporary and it is bearable. Once it is done, you look back, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. And Allah Azza wa Jal tests those whom He loves. And Allah wants to forgive some people for their own sins in this dunya. So Allah sends the Jahannam of this dunya. That's what the hadith calls it. It is a part of the Jahannam of this dunya, the nar of this dunya. So that Allah will then cause this person to be saved from the Jahannam of the akhirah. And that's why our Prophet ﷺ went to that sick person and said, "I have good news for you. Even though he's trembling in sickness, even though the fever is so high, still he goes, look at the bright side. This is meant to forgive your sins. Insha'Allah, because of this one fever, the Prophet is saying, you will not taste the adab of Jahannam. SubhanAllah, this is the optimism that we have. We flip a negative into a positive. We look at the bright side. That's what our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to do. And this optimism was absorbed by the Sahaba. Salman al-Farisi, the famous companion, he visited a sick person. And he said to him, abshir, be happy, rejoice, abshir. Because whenever the believer falls sick, whenever the mu'min falls sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it for two reasons. Number one, to forgive his sins, kafara. And number two, to cause the believer to reflect and become a better person. When you fall sick, sometimes we get a bit arrogant with the pleasures of this dunya. Life is good, health is strong, money is coming. We get kind of deluded by this dunya. A fever comes, a sickness comes, and we are humble straight down to our beds. We understand we are all mortal. We understand we are all abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we taste a dose of humility. And that fever causes us to reassess our priorities. We see the love of our family and we realize how thankful we should be for our spouse, our wife, our children. We should not be selfish and ignore them. We see the friendship of our friends. We realize this is a better blessing than the money we are earning. So when we have a fever, when we have a sickness, we get to reassess our lives. That's what Salman al-Farisi said, that Allah uses a fever or any sickness really for two things. Number one, to forgive your sins. And number two, to reassess your life. It is a charging station. Sometimes our battery of iman doesn't charge, but our body is on full charge because of the dunya. We are following the pleasures of the dunya. Life is good, business is good, the job is doing good. So our iman dwindles, but our body seems to be happy. But inside we're not happy. That sickness comes and it realigns us and rethinks, and we are caused to reassess our priorities, to appreciate the small blessings, and to then make amends before the end comes. So Salman al-Farsi gave us a big piece of wisdom in this regard. Also of the blessings of being sick, is that when we are sick, and only when we are sick, is when we truly appreciate how blessed we are with health. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two are the blessings. Most people are bankrupt regarding appreciating how much they have. Most people are deceived. They don't understand. They're bankrupt even though they have that blessing. Number one, he said, good health. And number two, he said, free time, leisurely time. You don't appreciate health until you don't have it. You don't appreciate time until you're busy and you don't have time. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two are the blessings. The majority of mankind are bankrupt in appreciating them. They don't understand them. They have them, but they don't appreciate it. And wallahi, how true is it, brothers and sisters? When do we wake up without any headache and any fever, and we just breathe in the air, we say, alhamdulillah, I am absolutely fine. Not a single speck of disease. When do we appreciate that? It is the day after the fever. It is the day after we've been in bed 4, 5, 6 days, a week, a month, and then we are curious. Alhamdulillah, I now can just get out of bed. I don't have to worry about this and that. That is when we truly appreciate. And the goal is that the mu'min takes that appreciation and uses it for good, uses it to change lifestyles, uses it to reassess what they're doing with their lives. So this is of the greatest wisdoms of falling sick. Because when Allah pinches us with that sickness, the goal is we then finish that sickness and reassess and thank Allah for those blessings. Of the blessings of falling sick, of the blessings of being ill, is that it makes the heart more tender and the soul more soft. We appreciate when we fall sick and then we are cured. We appreciate those who are sick for longer periods of times. Perhaps you fell sick with a headache, with a migraine. Then you thank Allah that at least I don't have a perpetual migraine. Some people have to battle migraines every single day. Perhaps you fall sick with one small thing, you had to go through treatments, do one MRI. Then you thank Allah, subhanAllah, there are people, they have to do MRIs every month, every 3 months because of their sickness. So you appreciate the blessings of Allah on you and you become soft and tender. And that should lead us to increase our charity. That should lead us to have a genuine soft spot. As the man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, my heart is hard. What do you advise me to do? He said, go visit the orphan and feed the hungry. When you are interacting with those less privileged, it should make your heart soft. So when you fall sick, your heart should also become soft. Of the blessings of falling sick is that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us a high place in Jannah, but then we fall short in our actions. We don't have the credit that we deserve that place of Jannah for. So Allah gives us extra credit without our actions. When Allah wants to raise us to a high place in Jannah, and we have fallen short, we don't have the proper good deeds, we haven't done the sadaqah and the zakah and the siyam and the rituals, when we are lacking and Allah wants us to get an A on the exam, what does Allah Azza wa Jal do? He tests His chosen with sickness. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is in Abu Dawood, that sometimes the servant has been decreed that he has a manzila in Jannah that he does not earn with his actions. لَمْ يَبْلُغْهُ بِعَمَلِهِ The Prophet ﷺ said, his actions don't get him to that manzila. So Allah tests him in his body, in his jasad. What is the test of the body? It is sickness. Allah tests him in his body or in his money or in his children until he raises him to that rank because of his sabr, and he would not have gotten there because of his good deeds. End of hadith. Memorize this hadith, brothers and sisters. Next time you and I are facing a calamity, next time we fall sick, next time we have financial difficulty, next time a loved one is struggling, remember this hadith and have a sense of optimism. Our Prophet ﷺ said, there is an abd of Allah, he has a manzila in Jannah, but his amal do not earn that manzila. His deeds are not commensurate to that manzila. So Allah Azza wa Jal tests him in his, well, in his body, or in his wealth, or in his family, children. Allah tests him in something like this. And because of his sabr, Allah raises him until he earns that rank, and he would not have earned it because of his amal. This is a blessing for us to consider next time we fall sick or next time our family falls sick. Of the blessings as well is that sickness and calamities and disease is one of the main ways of earning and learning how to be patient, sabr. We are all aware of the blessings of sabr, and many khutbas have been given about the reality of sabr. But you see, sabr is not learned by reading books. You do not learn patience by listening to khutbas. You might learn the ahadith of sabr. You don't learn sabr by listening to a khutbah. Sabr is only learned on the field of sabr. During a crisis, that is when you learn sabr. So, if you want to be of the sabireen, wallahu yuhibbu sabireen, and Allah gives the sabireen bighayri hisab, and the people of Jannah enter Jannah because of sabr. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. If you want to be of the people of sabr, you will have to accept that sabr is earned on the battlefield, and that battlefield will be different. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ We're going to test you in your health, in your wealth, in your bodies, in your children. We are going to test you. The only way to earn the badges of sabr is to be tested. So next time we are tested, next time we are sick, understand, inshallah, you're earning the badge of sabr to get to that high level of sabr. And also of the blessings of being sick is that it causes us to appreciate what we otherwise would not have appreciated. Urwa ibn Zubair, that famous son of a Sahabi, grandson of a Sahabi, nephew of a Sahabi, Urwa ibn Zubair, towards the end of his life, he actually suffered a lot of sicknesses and tragedies. And in fact, he had a cancer in his foot, or a gangrene in his foot, that spread and spread. And the doctor said, we have to amputate your foot if you want to live. And subhanAllah, there was no, you know, anesthesia, there was no thing to knock him out. You had to literally sit there and watch your foot get sawed in half. That's what he had to do. And so, he had his foot amputated. And the one who was watching, Urwa, said he was constantly saying Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. As the saw is going down on his leg, he's simply doing dhikr the entire time. That evening, the same evening as he's lying, recovering from his foot, being cured, one of his children, the roof fell down and one of his children died. So he lost a foot, and the same day one of his sons died. And the one narrating this incident said, Urwa ibn Zubayr said, Alhamdulillah ya Rabb, all praises due to Allah. You granted me 7 children. You took one, but you left me with 6. And you gave me 2 legs. I walked on it for so long, then you took one, but you left one with me. Alhamdulillah. This was the mentality of Urwa ibn Zubayr. He is always looking at the positive. And of the blessings of falling sick as well, brothers and sisters, and of the blessings of having a disease, is that when we are sick, we open up the doors of dua, and the doors of salah, and the doors of charity. Ask yourself, frankly, when was the last time you made dua from the depths of your heart? And you will most likely remember a time when you were in fear or in pain, or your child was in fear or pain. It is during those times when we rediscover the reality of iman, when religion becomes so important to us, when dua becomes our weapon. And in those times of difficulty, our iman soars high, even as the pain around us is difficult. Because the only thing that causes us to overcome that pain is iman in Allah. So of the wisdoms of falling sick, we discover the joys of communicating with Allah. Yeah, read Quran, read Fatiha, read the Quran, Ayatul Kursi, over the person. This is a spiritual blessing. You don't lose anything. And it is barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other things can be mentioned as well. But these are 5 for this khutbah. The second thing that we do for curing ourselves is physical. So the first was spiritual. The second is physical. And as for physical, this is 2 categories. Number 1, general physical for all diseases. Our Prophet ﷺ said that honey, that this is in the Quran, honey is a cure. And he said black seed is a cure. So we should take these regularly for all of our sicknesses if we're not allergic to them. And the second cure physically is the cure to our specific disease. And this we go to the doctors. Our Prophet ﷺ was asked by a Sahabi who was sick, Ya Rasulullah, should we take medicine? Should we go to the doctor and get the prescription? Should we take dawa? And our Prophet ﷺ said, Na'am ya ibadallah tadawaw. Yes, O servants of Allah, take medicine. For Allah has never sent down a disease except that He has also sent down a cure. Whoever knows it, knows it. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. But the cure exists except for the disease of death. Every single disease on this planet, there is a cure for it. By the way, this is a good news for our scientists, for our technicians, for our laboratory specialists. There is no disease, no cancer, nothing, except that there's a cure for it, except death. There's no point trying to cheat death. That's not going to happen. Some people want to live longer and doing things. No, that's not going to happen. But every single disease, we firmly believe, our Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has not sent down a sickness except that He has sent down a cure. Whoever knows it, knows it. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. So when it comes to our sicknesses and diseases, not only is it allowed, it is sunnah, mustahab for us, generally speaking, to go to the doctor, to take those prescriptions, to follow the treatment that we know is going to help us cure our diseases. This is the physical reality of taking diseases along with the spiritual one. We conclude the first khutbah by stating that one of the scholars of the past, some say it is Umar ibn Khattab, he said, whenever a calamity befalls you, whenever a disease befalls you, thank Allah for 3 things. Number 1, that it wasn't worse than what it is, because it could always be worse. And number 2, that you have many other blessings that you don't appreciate, and being in this sickness will cause you to appreciate the blessings. And number 3, that the one who sent down this sickness and disease will also send down the amount of sabr in an iman that you need, or else you would not be in it. So you would not be tested unless Allah knows you can pass that test. So thank Allah for these 3 things. Number 1, it's not worse. Number 2, that you have many other blessings that you're taking for granted. And number 3, that Allah knows you can pass that test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness, you as well. Ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the one and the unique. It is He alone that we worship, and it is His blessings that we seek. He is the Lord of the weak, and He answers the dua of the oppressed. Dear brothers and sisters, I talked about sickness and disease and illness. Does this mean that we embrace sickness, that we look forward to falling ill? No, it does not. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited a man who was otherwise healthy, and all of a sudden he fell sick. And he was not eating and drinking. They thought he was on the verge of death. He had lost a lot of weight. He had high fever. And there was no cause for him to be like this. And the Prophet saw him in the dua that you made that was different than your usual duas. And the man said, yes, I made dua to Allah that any punishment that I deserve in the akhirah, give it to me in this dunya. That was the dua. So that's why he was suffering. The Prophet said, subhanallah, you shall not be able to bear that. Don't make dua to be tested in the dunya. You shall not be able to bear that. Rather, ask Allah for mu'afa, ask Allah to save you, to not have you tested in this manner. You won't be able to take on that calamity if you ask for it. This shows us, we do not ask to fall sick. We do not beg Allah to bring about an illness. But when it happens, we should realize this is Allah's qadr. And Allah put us there for a wisdom known to Him. Our Prophet ﷺ was asked by his uncle, Al-Abbas, what dua should I make? And the Prophet ﷺ said, ask Allah to protect you from all calamities. And this is called mu'afa. Ask Allah for afiyah. Ask Allah for afiyah. Afiyah means to be protected from sickness, to not fall sick, to be healthy, to not be poor. This is afiyah. So Abbas radiallahu anhu said, isn't there something more important than afiyah? And the Prophet ﷺ responded, O uncle, nothing is better for you than to be in a state of afiyah, to not be tested. We don't want to be tested. Our Prophet ﷺ said, do not desire to meet the enemy on the battlefield, but if you meet them, then be firm. This is the attitude of Islam. Do not desire to fall sick. Do not make dua to make all of the punishments now. But if something happens, if a calamity happens, if a sickness befalls you, then take it with patience and take it with iman and take it with husn al-dhan and know that Allah has something better decreed for you. So our attitude should be one of pragmatism. We don't want to fall sick, but if it happens, Allah Azza wa Jal has a plan, and we accept the plan of Allah even as we make dua to Allah to lift the sickness from us and work to cure us. Also, brothers and sisters, when it comes to falling sick, we talked about ourselves. How about others? We need to realize of the most important rights that a Muslim has over us. Our Prophet ﷺ said, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ sit. There are six rights that every Muslim has over another. One of them, when he falls sick, visit him. Wallahi, this is a thing that so many of us fall short. By the way, in COVID, we understand if somebody's COVID, you don't visit him. But I'm saying other than this, if it's a regular sickness, then yes, we should visit. Somebody's sick with cancer in the hospital, we should go visit. Somebody has a regular disease that's not contagious, we go and visit that person. Why? Because the one who's sick feels all alone. The one who's sick feels down, depressed. When you visit, you cheer him up. And that's why every time the Prophet ﷺ visited the sick person, he would say, cheer up, abshir, Allah's forgiving your sins, tomorrow's going to be better. The Sahaba would do the same. So we should visit sick people. In the famous hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal will tell one of his servants on the Day of Judgment, Ya Abdi, I was sick and you didn't visit me. The servant will say, Ya Rab, how can you be sick? You are the Rabbul Alameen. And Allah will say, don't you know this servant that I loved was sick and you knew him and you didn't visit him? If you visited him, you would have found me with him. Subhanallah. So Allah is telling this servant, you lost an opportunity to be forgiven. You could have been forgiven and got a higher place if you visited the sick. So when our family and friends fall sick, we should become their caretakers. And the more right a person has over us, the more rights we should give back when they are sick. Also, brothers and sisters, realize as well that there are two types of sickness. There's the sickness of the body, that's what this khutbah was about. There's also the sickness of the heart, which is the spiritual sickness, and that has many other khutbahs. Also, brothers and sisters, understand that sometimes when we fall sick, we start thinking of morbid thoughts, thinking of death. And our Prophet ﷺ warned us, do not desire to die. Even when you're sick, do not desire to die. Do not make dua to Allah to die. For the life of the believer is always good for him. However, he did give us one way out, because sometimes the disease is very painful and sometimes we really feel as if life is not worth living. If that is the case, we have one exception, and that is the Prophet ﷺ said, if you find yourself with no other alternative, then you may make dua. This is the dua we make if we are in that stage. Oh Allah, grant me life if life is good for me, and grant me death if death is better for me. Even then, we do not say, oh Allah, cause me to die. We never ask for death. But if a person is so sick and so tired and it's terminal and there's no future and it's just not healthy for that person, then this person may make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, cause me to live if life is better for me, and allow me to die if death is better for me. That is the max we can do. Otherwise, we do not make dua for death unconditionally. And the final point, brothers and sisters, that I conclude upon, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that beautiful hadith, we should all memorize it. Whoever amongst you wakes up in the morning safe in his house, and his body is healthy, and he has food for the day, three blessings he mentioned. There's no civil war, no bombs falling, no problems in society, you're safe in your house, and your body is healthy, and you have your day's food, you're not going to go hungry. Our Prophet ﷺ said, this man, it is as if all the blessings of the world have been gathered and presented to him on a silver platter, basically. Three simple blessings. Most of us have it every single day. Whoever wakes up in your house, not worried about anything outside, he's amen, he's safe. And he has his body fully cured, alhamdulillah, no sickness, no cancer. And he has his food for today, then it is as if all the blessings of this dunya have been gathered up and given to him. So we should be thankful to Allah for these blessings. And of the greatest blessings to be thankful is the blessing of being healthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant us afiyah. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tan'a fi hadha al-yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta. Wala hamman illa farajta. Wala daynan illa qadayta. Wala maridhan illa shafayta. Wala maridhan illa shafayta. Wala maridhan illa shafayta. ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه قال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك رسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون